Brahman. He's divine grace, Lacey, Bhaktivedanta Swami Raj.
Or that he came 500 years ago. Although we can go to India and we can see the holy places. I was just in Vrindavan and Mayapur, and there are literally millions of people who go there. And I can assure you most of them didn't wind up there by accident. They were on the road going to the Taj Mahal and they got lost and wound up in Vrindavan. That most people believe that the places where Krishna had his activities, there is a Govardhan Hill. I can testify, I was there. There is a Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. There are historical places, and I don't think anyone could have put Govardhan Hill there just as a tourist attraction. It's rather a big hill even now. And as far as Navadvip, there are many places there where it's alleged that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his activities, his pastimes with his associates. And many millions of people go there and visit. It's not simply based upon a book we call Srimad Bhagavatam, and that this book was a fairy tale written by Srila Vyasadeva in a mountain surrounded by many exotic plants, and after trying out these plants, he got inspired and wrote the book. It's not a fairy tale or a mythology written in perfect Sanskrit. In other words, there is evidence not only from Krishna himself who spoke Bhagavad Gita, which would be sufficient evidence that there is a God, because after all, an ordinary person could not write a book or speak a book that would be equally valid 5,000 years later, valid now, and we expect to be valid many, many thousands of, if not eternally, from now. And one thinks, well, how do we know it's valid? Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that our body is changing. And I can assure you that I have personal experience that my body has changed. And you might have your own personal experience that your body is also changing. But I can attest that when I was 5 years old, I was there. I have personal experience. I had a five-year-old body. But I can assure you I'm still here. And when I walk out of this room, my body will not be exactly the same as when I walked in, but I expect to still be here as the living within the body. So in that sense, Krishna's explanation in the Bhagavad Gita of the eternality of the self is equally valid now as it was 5,000 years ago when he spoke Bhagavad Gita. It wasn't that 5,000 years ago the souls were eternal, and now they seem to be disappearing. And the fact that Krishna says he's God and that he's controlling the universe seems equally clear now. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a universe. Krishna, when he was here 5,000 years ago, said he's moving the planets in their orbits, and it appears that the planets are still being moved in their orbits. The sun rose at an appointed time 5,000 years ago, and it's still rising at an appointed time right today, even right as I speak. So knowledge is there. Our realizing the knowledge will depend upon how confident we are about this particular subject matter. In other words, people are seemingly confident about many subject matters, although it's very unclear how much confidence people have about anything nowadays. If you talk to someone on the street, they'll be very adamant that they have a certain opinion about something, and 5 minutes later, without batting an eyelash, they'll have a completely opposite opinion about the same thing with equal conviction. But actual knowledge means to realize two things, as I said, confidence, that we're eternal, and that is in a supreme person, and by his governance, this material universe is going on. And we have an eternal relationship with that supreme person, because he happens to be with us 24 hours a day, forever, as the super soul. He's giving us remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, and that he exists beyond this material universe in a spiritual world where everyone there has no, they all have eternal bodies, which have full consciousness. Not that they know everything, but they're aware of reality. And that reality is loving, blissful exchanges with the Supreme Person in varieties of services. So, when we realize we're eternal, then we can become partly, if not fully eventually, detached from all the problems of material existence. It is not that if we realize that we're eternal, there's no more material problems. It's like if we realize we're not our car, it's not that our car is going to run perfectly. No, we may realize I'm not my car, I get into my car, and most sane people don't think, as I've said before, a hum car. Hum car means false ego in Sanskrit, but it also means I am the car. But because people don't have a hum car, they're not in that understanding, it doesn't mean that the car just runs perfectly. Similarly, this body is not destined to run perfectly. It's destined to grow old and eventually become diseased, and that there are rumors that even in a city as advanced as Ljubljana, once in a while someone even dies. Although I don't believe it really, but that even good people sometimes die. And the bad people, of course, they die, but even good people sometimes die. So, the body will keep on changing, the soul will always remain the same. Whether, if we realize it, then of course we become free from our anxieties over the body. And we have another relationship with the Supreme Person. Now, the question is how to keep up our enthusiasm about developing our relationship with that Supreme Person, because we're spending so much time in our relationship with this temporary body. Therefore, we have to spare some time, that there is usually in one's life some time to spare so that we can perform five basic activities. Namely, chanting Hare Krishna. And why chanting Hare Krishna? Because, as I said, we have to have some faith that Krishna exists. And he exists in the form of his name, with his internal energies, specifically Srimati Radharani. And that when we chant Hare Krishna, we're actually directly associating with Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Now, because we haven't realized that fully, doesn't mean it's not happening. You can live with your husband or wife for 50 years in the same building and not even be aware that they exist there, practically speaking. It's not that they don't exist. It's a question of consciousness. But that's very subtle. How can the Supreme Personality of Godhead exist in the form of sound? Because we have a certain conception of sound, a material sound, and we don't have so much experience with spiritual sound. But the fact that Krishna is present in his, when we chant Hare Krishna, and he's present, of course Krishna is present everywhere, but he becomes specifically manifest in his form as Krishna and Srimati Radharani when we chant Hare Krishna, but we can only realize it according to our consciousness. So Bhagavad Gita and our philosophy deals with our consciousness, that we have to change our consciousness. Right now, most people think they don't have to change their consciousness, they have to change everyone else. That the material world, the only problem with the material world is not themselves, it's everything else in the material world besides themselves. Therefore, to recognize that we need a change of consciousness, that's why Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Lord Krishna. Specifically, to begin with, the fact that we're eternal spiritual souls, and we're not aware of that. That should be a point of concern for us. And the fact that this body that we are aware of, that we're working very sincerely to maintain, cannot be maintained perpetually, and that it actually has a use to realize that we're eternal and to realize Krishna. The fact that presently we're not aware, and that we only have so much time, in this body at least, to become aware of ourselves and the Supreme Person. And we should utilize some part of our time for that, what Prabhupada would consider a great adventure. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it quite simple, chant Hare Krishna. But not just chant Hare Krishna, also read Prabhupada's books, study the philosophy, so we can learn how to chant Hare Krishna. Not just chant Hare Krishna, but chant in the proper attitude, in the proper mood. So that's very, very subtle. But luckily, if we try to engage in Krishna's service with some kind of regulation consistently day after day, then Krishna says, Dadami Buddha Yogam Tam. Then gradually the inconceivable way of chanting, according to the advice of our acharyas, namely like a child calling for its mother, will gradually be revealed to us that we are very tiny little souls and that we actually really need Krishna and Srimati Radharani. That there is no other shelter in this or any other world except for Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, and how to chant not only calling for them, but also had it calling for them lovingly, with feeling. So if we're interested in doing that, then there's a process of learning how to do that, and part of it is just trying to do it, and trying to find out how we should do it. So Prabhupada's books are there, and then of course, for practical service, we have deities, because we have to live in this world. Practical means deity worship. So deity worship means we have to, in the family and anywhere we're living, whether in a temple, in our family, the basic problem of material existence is also quite simple. We need something to eat. If we get something to eat, most of our problems are solved. And of course, we live in a cold country like Slovenia, we also need some covering. And a little fresh water is also good. And if we're really fortunate, we can get some air to breathe. Fresh air, that is. So the basic necessities of life are quite simple, actually. Now they've made it, people, because they are simple, they've diverted people's attention from God consciousness with the extra time they have, and they put them on to becoming addicted to social media. And before that it was television or the movies or so many distractions. So people think that this is a necessity of life. I have to breathe air, I have to drink water, I have to eat food, and I have to clothe myself, and I have to go on Facebook and other social medias. I can't live without them. At least not for too long. Comments? So the purpose is that if we want to be inspired, the inspiration will be there. If we take advantage, especially of these five powerful processes that Rupa Goswami recommends in the Nectar Devotion, which will allow us to associate with Krishna and his divine energy and develop the mood of divine devotional service to Krishna, following in the mood of Srimati Radharani and her actual representatives. Any questions? Yes. Well, if Krishna is there, it certainly has a big effect. Now, I have personal experience. Well, I'm sure we all have experience. Otherwise, most of us wouldn't be here unless we had some experience that Krishna and his name are actually non-different. But when one is a very powerful personality like Srila Prabhupada, who was thinking about Krishna, and Krishna was there, when Srila Prabhupada chanted Hare Krishna, Krishna was present. He's there when we chant Hare Krishna, but Prabhupada was a transparent via media. So when he chanted Hare Krishna, the effect manifests itself in a way which was tangible to others who were present with him. But if we just chant Hare Krishna and follow the instructions of Prabhupada, how we can chant Hare Krishna so we can equally realize Krishna as Srila Prabhupada did, then we'll actually realize what this is all about. I don't know if that answered your question. Yes. To manage our material life? Yes, then we have to do what Krishna wants us to do. Yeah, you don't have to go to work, especially if you don't have to eat. And if you don't have to eat, we assume you also don't have to sleep, and there won't be any problem. But if those other two things have to be there, like eating, sleeping, and some kind of protection, and if you have a family, then you might consider that you might need some sustenance. You could try putting up your hands and hoping the demigods will provide everything, but if that doesn't work, then you might have to get a job. What's that? The temple. Yes, the temple can provide those who are living in the temple, but even those who are living in the temple, they have to go out and perform service. They also have to work. Yes, and anyone can work in their job for Krishna, but they should give the results to Krishna. So I'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grantaraya Shri... Which one did we read? Nectar of Instruction, Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.